I did a somewhat melancholy, no-frills video yesterday, but it was to say thank you and mark the 4 years on YouTube. The very last thing I expected, even though we did talk about it in passing, was money, and literally the last thing I expected, especially for a video like that one. I realise now many people like to stay anonymous, so I won't mention names unless I'm told I can. But you know who you are, and I want to say thank you, a proper thank you, as it was such a surprise. I was going to have to possibly go to a free version of StreamYard or give up something else, whether it was a website or a video tool, something I had to give. And I didn't tell you any of this, so, you know, just getting that money has covered those bills that I couldn't cover. You fucking saved me, if I'm honest. And, yeah, you didn't know at the time, but you did. Or hopefully of a knock-on effect, and the money that I've saved can go towards now getting me somewhere you want me to be. So again, you know who you are, and thank you. If I seem passive-aggressive towards other podcasters yesterday, it's not personal. It's not because I hate them. In fact, Tracy helped me when I was flattened in London, and Dave was always decent to me. It's never personal. I'm just very protective over the producer, videographer, publisher, you know, all these titles that come from an industry. You know, I earned mine. I didn't just decide that's what I was one day. When you earn it, when you paid your dues in any industry, it bugs you when other people just apply it without being worthy of it. You are not one just because you call yourself one. These are pet peeves, though. And as I said yesterday, I've got no reason to sit and hate on anyone. Even Jo Drayson, who can be misery incarnate. I realise her biggest issue isn't me. It never has been. She's at war with herself and she's in a constant battle. And despite what she thinks, or anyone else, I have not been in the hate realm. I don't think I ever really hate anybody anyway, but I've not been in the hate realm with her for ages. I don't think about her. I don't think about any of these people. I've got my own work to do, to be honest. And it's that I don't, that's just the honest truth. But when I do, I don't sit raging or bubbling like other people. It's water under the bridge. If people are happy with the services they are doing, that's what that matters. What I don't like is the hero worshipping. That I can't watch this channel if I watch that channel, or I can't be friends with person A and person B because people won't like me. That kind of shite. And this person or that person, shit don't stink. We're all very flawed people. I do believe Active Patriot and another guy whose name I forget, he knew from before that they were the ones that should be credited for putting Dover on the map and challenging the mainstream media narrative. If it wasn't for them, no one would be down Dover right now. But we have a recency bias. I can attest without him, none of that would have happened. I think everyone who knows the situation, even those who benefited from it, can agree on that and credit where it's due. Wish my life was as easy as sitting in the deck chair. You know, people make out that there's suffering going on with some of these things that are being done. And, I wish my life was as easy as sitting in a deck chair during the hottest summer that we'd ever had. People doing the actual work for me while I put a camera on a stand and grab a tan and have a doze. Sounds great. Great work if you can get it. To be honest, who wouldn't want that? But trust me, I end up being the idiot that picks the thankless, difficult jobs. So am I envious? Yeah, maybe a little, in a healthy way. But at the same time, we're all doing something which, at the voice of Britain, that's what we're about. So having them there is priceless. And while I'm being serious, their presence could play into a bigger picture in the future. So I'm grateful they are there because they are in place and ready to report. I just don't like the polarised way that we have to say most people are complete dicks or they're absolutely perfect, when neither of those apply to most of us. But see, I learned from watching James Goddard. I could hold on to petty grudges, and in the long run, they are petty, because no one hurt anyone or ripped anyone off. And you can hold these grudges, which only make you feel ill. And not only are they petty and pointless, but Goddard proved that also they become perpetual. He began to thrive off the trolling and shock jocking, and forgot he was supposed to be fighting for something. So he'd come on, rant, victimize himself, change allegiance about 20 times, and leave. And I saw that could have been a possible future for me if I didn't drop grudges and start supporting the people in this movement. The same way, some of you don't agree with everything I do, but you support me because of the things that you think I get right. There's a tendency, again, I will say, a bias towards women, but that's not the woman's fault at the end of the camera. That's the fault of the people watching, if I'm quite frank. But I'm happier just living and let live. And I think that all of these people and others will agree on this one thing. When you find where you fit, and I'm not including the talentless rejects that realize their only goal was to get drunk and grass on their friends, I'm talking about everybody else. You let go of all this other stuff. Once you've found a way to help, and again, not a way to get a meal ticket, then your passion takes over and you want to do it the best that you can. As a result, petty grievances go away in favor of doing what you love to do. That's how I see them and many other people in this movement, including myself. It was when I let go of petty grudges that I focused on good things, and these good things started to happen for me. You can either be jealous of people or you can use them for inspiration to create your own luck. So good luck and God bless to anyone that has found their niche and their way of contributing. Because, as I said, using Goddard purely as a model, his way was not to find a niche, and with all the political power he accrued very quickly, he pissed it all up. I'm not saying this because I hate him, it's the path he chose, and I realize it's the path to avoid, because I think that the path myself, Tracy, and others are on is happier and more productive, and one we will benefit from. So good for anyone doing their own thing. I wanted to clear that up because I won't play the narrative and just say, oh, this person's an angel. That doesn't mean I'm slagging them or unappreciative. I just don't need to idolize them in order to appreciate what they are doing for a cause. I hope that clarifies that. No one has said anything to me, by the way. But you know, I talk from my consciousness without a filter often, and my blasé reaction to other people's big podcasts, that others idolize makes some people think that I hate them or whatever. It's not true. I've seen behind the curtain, so I'm just not impressed with cameras. I just have my way of saying things, and I won't be a performing monkey. Once again, thank you for everything. Shit, this is taking longer than a newsletter. There you go, that's an idea. I said membership had no perks. Well, maybe I should just do a newsletter once a month, you know, something like that. Anyway, I like that idea. I felt I needed to say all of that because of the way I was feeling yesterday and how grateful I am today, and because of the way people can translate things. So, peace out, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll get back to the politics and other stuff next time.